The question is, could a corollary to if you're worried about bugs, you're not charging enough, be if you're on thin margins, you should invest in more quality assurance so that there will be less bugs. The issue here is pricing of QA services, quality assurance services. Rich clients don't fear bugs, so don't need QA, and poor clients fear bugs and can't afford QA. Bummer. So how do you value price QA or other risk control services? All right, so this was in response to an email I sent out about guarantees. It was about a few things, really. It was about guaranteeing, like offering us a bug-free guarantee for like 12 months after you finish a software build. So, you know, hey, dear client, here's the proposal for this project. It's twice as much as any other quote you're going to get from anybody else, but our quote is actually fixed. This is how much you will pay, period. It's not going to go, we're not going to go over budget. If it takes us twice as long to do this as we expect, that's on us. That's our problem. Furthermore, at the end of the project, once we launch, for the following 12 months, bug-free guarantee. If there are any bugs in there, we'll fix them. And doing these two things, offering a fixed price decreases the perceived risk in the client's. Offering a 12-month bug-free guarantee, again, decreases the risk even more in the client's mind, which justifies a price premium. You could charge a lot more money to a client with those two things in place. This always raises the question, well, what's a bug? How do you define what a bug is? And my answer to that is it probably doesn't matter. It would have to be so comically out of scope for it to start to matter to me that it, you know, because if I priced it high enough, so if I normally would price the project at, you know, an hourly estimate of $20,000, but then I give them a quote for $50,000, I've got $30,000 of bug fix money, basically. You could almost redo the whole project for that. So the point of my email was, if you're worried about exactly what is a bug and who caused the bug, and maybe this is from the underlying platform or a plugin that they used or the OS or some browser update, it doesn't matter. Like if you're worried about it, you didn't charge enough. You didn't give yourself enough profit to deal with these unexpected things. In fact, they're unknown things, but they're expected. There are going to be bugs. There are going to be changes. They might not be your fault, but it doesn't matter. Client just wants to be satisfied. They want this project to be done. They want it to work. They want it to achieve the business outcomes that they set forth. So if you're worried about bugs, you're not charging enough. So now this question asker is like, well, how do I value price the QA or other risk control services? And here's the mind shift. You don't. Because when you're fixed pricing, when you're using a value price is fixed. It's a kind of fixed pricing. When you set a value-based price for a project, the risk is on you. It's up to you if you want to do QA or not. QA is a self-defense mechanism. It's not something you're offering to the client. So if you want to invest in QA, do it. It'll probably make things better for you after the fact. It's the same as adding comments to your code. You can do it or don't do it. It doesn't matter, but it's only going to be you that suffers from it in that 12 month, you know, after the project's over and you're fixing bugs, and it's going to take you way longer because you didn't add any comments, or it's going to take you way longer because you don't have any QA in place, or it's going to take you way longer because you don't have unit tests in place. That's your problem. So if you're smart, you'll invest in that stuff up front. And so really it's not a value to the client. It's a cost reduction for you, if it makes sense. So if the project's big enough that you've got a few developers on it and you're not doing automated testing, you're not doing unit testing, you're not doing continuous integration, you're not doing all these things that developers, us as developers, think are smart and are, create elegant code, or just writing elegant code in the first place and not building up technical debt, all that stuff is our problem when we start value pricing, which means that we can do things the way we think we should. And oh, by the way, put our money where our mouth is. Like if you think that everything should be like, if you believe that the best practice is that, you know, your APIs should be like meticulously documented, well, do it then. But that's coming out of your profits. If you feel so strongly about it, you pay for it. And then if you have that guarantee at the end, and if you've priced yourself in a way that's you know, fair to you, or like fair for the risk that you're taking on. In other words, you're getting compensated for the increased risk that you're taking on. You'll do these things like documentation and testing and writing elegant code and adhering to coding standards and all the things that we want to do because we know they're smart. All those things will reduce our risk. It'll reduce the amount of time, our cost, reduce the amount of time that we have to devote to the project while it's being done and after the fact when we're maintaining it for that, say, 6 to 12 months or whatever you say. So so this person, I think, is thinking about it in a smaller level. Think of the big picture. Think of the outcome that the client wants. The client wants to have something. They want some kind of outcome. They want to have an MVP that they can go raise funding for, or they want to have a new customer portal so they don't have to manually send out invoices or manually send out statements. Or they want to have some new automated workflow or streamlined workflow for their internal employees. They just want it to work. They don't want to hear about like, oh, you know, the browser, you know, whatever, IE updated or IE broke this, or they don't want to hear it. They just want it to work. Here are the goals that we have. And you agree to those and you define those with them before you even write the proposal and you achieve them, right? You're a good software developer. You're given this task. Or this goal, not a task, it's a bunch of tasks, but you're given this goal, you figure out how to get there, you guarantee that you're going to get there, you make sure it's going to work. And then if you want to not get killed, if you don't want to lose half your profits in the post-launch free bug fix phase, well, then you probably make sense to have automated testing in there all along and QA and documentation and all of that. So again, this is all about you, QA, and other risk control services are controlling your risk, or, you know, us as the developers, it's controlling our risk, not the client's risk. Client's not taking any risk. That's the beauty of it. That's why you can charge double, triple, 10 times more than you're used to charging.